AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang, Shy. Oh, Jade, J2. Oh, we fucking with you. It's Big Facts Fridays. We kicking it. We feeling good. What's up, everybody? What's up, peoples?
Hey,
wellness,
boo.
Wellness check. Everybody's well.
I'm better than well.
You're better than well. Is. You're amazing. Look a little tired.
Fucking fantastic.
Party.
Long night.
Yeah. Shy. Jonesy, you good?
Yeah, can't complain.
Can't complain.
Bless.
Good. Bank. Everything good?
Instagram. Oh, Sam.
Oh, they're making a play?
I'm texting. I ain't been on gram in a minute.
Oh, for real? That's what it is. What we talk about today, Big Facts Fridays. You know what I'm saying? We got to keep it going. You know what I mean?
What
so many people hitting us and enjoying our conversations.
This is what we're talking about today. So, in a situation where your spouse or a significant other person's family member does something to you or like y'all get into it or whatever, are you expecting your spouse or significant other person to side with you, or are you okay with it if they side with their family?
I personally think
in the situation,
they should side with what's right.
What's right, yeah.
Because I could be wrong. That's the first, but it gets way deeper than that.
Yeah,
so keep talking. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets way
that's
deeper,
true.
Obviously.
I'm,
but you
I'm
just
with
side,
that.
Don't just side with me if I'm on the bullshit.
No, but see, here's the thing, though. I feel
you can't side with no motherfucker who done did no wrong to me. I don't give a fuck who they is.
That's what I'm saying.
If a motherfucker done did something to me, your mama came in my house and stole something from me, fuck your mama. Mm.
And you
I
too,
feel like
if you go with
be
her.
Like that too.
Yeah.
Mm. What if she thought it was her daughter's? And she didn't know it was yours.
You ain't got period. You ain't got
she
no
was stealing all our shit.
Yeah, nah, you ain't got no. You like, ain't got no reason to steal out our shit. Period. No matter who the fuck shit you thought it was.
But you know, like some parents feel like if it's their child's, it's like it's theirs too.
No, so like, yeah, stealing is.
But it's not even really stealing.
Stealing.
Like, yeah, stealing.
Like for example, like if your mom or your dad come to your house and they just go in your wallet and they text you. Let's say she texts you like, oh,
go in your
got
wallet.
Some, yeah, like, I ain't tripping if my mom comes.
Different people got
house,
different situations. If they texted like, you saying,
I got some money from you,
some
but
people
didn't
got
even
that
know
type
it was your
household.
You know what I'm saying?
You do some deceitful shit.
Deceitful.
Not that you don't know shit.
Yeah.
I'm saying deceitful. You go in there, you got them, went all the way up under the bed, went in the shoebox, stole $10,000 of $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck your mama.
Yeah. And then denied it, and then was on tape. Yeah. That type of shit.
Yeah, denied that's, it, and we only way we found out because we had a camera in the house, and you saying you did some real fuck shit.
What if she had a drug addiction, and it's the drugs?
Well, you got a drug addiction, that's different.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's obviously the situation.
Different. You got a drug addiction.
They might kick
that's
it one day.
Yeah. Yeah, so you gonna be like, we gotta get this bitch help, and she can't come over here.
Yeah, and I don't. It ain't gonna be no side then.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saying like you deliberately did some bullshit to me. Mm-hmm. And you know your mama, you know your people did some bullshit to me. But you trying to get me to see it in a different light. Fuck you.
What if like you did business with like your wife, brother, or some shit like that, and the business went wrong.
Business different.
Though. Business different.
Because they can always go wrong. I'm saying like if you do some deceitful, like you saying like men
maliciously personal,
stealing, like that. Setting somebody up, like shit that you kind of can't come back from, like setting somebody up for some bullshit, mm-hmm. even lying, like if a bank or wife, mama, or some shit lied on him about some shit and it fucked up what they had going on because maybe they didn't like him. Or yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. deceitful shit, that's different than just shit that just happens within family. Shit right. be happening in
family. Yeah, right. shit happening right. in family. You know family shit is family shit. What I'm saying is like you doing some shit, some op shit. Mm-hmm. Like your brother done goddamn gave a nigga my address to do something to me and I've seen it and the nigga done told me like, man, nigga did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how you... Bitch, how you gonna try to, how you see some light in that? Mm.
Cause shit, you stay here too.
Nah, what if it went through?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So if you on, so if you don't understand what I'm saying, then that means you on that too. So you need to go on over there with him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you expect her not to ever talk to them ever again or?
I expect for you to handle it how I'm gonna handle it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It can't get right till I get it right.
Right.
If I don't get it right, that shit don't never be right. Fuck y'all. Fuck him. Fuck her.
Cause shit, at the end of the day, you and me.
Talk to bank. They call me like, I can't even answer. Talk to bank.
Yeah, nah, you know what you did, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's straight up.
And that's from top to bottom. Like, there's just certain things you got to understand that, and even though the person might be doing it subconsciously or consciously, there's certain things you just can't come back from. Mm. And they should kind of know.
It's certain shit you know better than
you
to
know.
Do.
You already know. You know, if I go through with this and I do this, I cannot come back from this. That's right. For every human being. You know.
And if you choose to go ahead and go through with it, then you're basically saying, fuck me.
I ain't saying, like, you can't goddamn be cordial at the family reunion, but you can't bring these folks to my house no more. I don't even want to hear you talking on the phone with these people no more. None of that. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's like,
yeah,
shit, what y'all plot? Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cause the bitch wanna stole my $10,000 if she wasn't your mama.
Mm. She didn't feel that comfortable.
You know what I'm saying? She wouldn't even know how to get in, get up out of my bed, cause exactly. I ain't got them kind of people around
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I ain't even got that in my mix. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only way she stole it cause I was vulnerable because of
you.
You. You.
Mm. Right.
So that exactly. would make it. That would make right. that would put you day, in it.
Yeah, so you
when
need
the bitch
to go.
Gets through, it's you.
Handle that. Like
yeah, that's what put you in it.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't even be exposed to that if it wasn't for you.
You.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If this bitch wasn't your mama, I wouldn't even know this, though. Like, period. She wouldn't have had access to my house. She wouldn't have had access to under my bed. She wouldn't have had access to none of my shit.
I guess that come from a man point of view because if somebody in my family did something to my wife, I'm automatically stepping up on that.
1,000,000%.
You get what I'm saying? So yeah. I guess... Because it come from, I guess, a protective energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
But the female protective energy is twice as strong as that, though, or it should be.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you can't understand that, then, hey, man, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Nah, it go to honor. Like, it has to be honorable. Like,
but I'm the type, I put myself in a situation where it can't even happen. I don't do business with people, family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't even... When you see me, it's damn near... That's it. I'm not friendly. Mm-hmm. We cool, but I ain't friendly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real because I'm not finna open myself up to make you have to choose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They not finna even...
Feel like, comfortable enough to even do anything more than
like,
the...
You're not... Like, I ain't trying to be funny, but what you doing at my house?
I'm screaming. The family can't come to the picnics.
Picnics be outside.
They can't come to the family dinner, the Sunday
dinner. We can do that at family time. Ooh. My immediate family, my kids, they're like my kids and their significant others and shit like that. I'm exposed to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like family members like, yo, yo. Can my cousin stay here? He just got out of jail. No.
No.
Leak.
No. No. Hell no.
No. I can help them get a hotel room. Right. For right. Right. Time, but yeah. I'm not putting people in my mix
at all.
Not even my family.
Because your house is your safe. Your home is your safe space where you're supposed to be completely and totally comfortable and be able to be yourself at all times.
Exactly.
And you can't do that with a foreign object in your house.
And you don't want people seeing shit like, you gotta think, bro. When you bring people into your house with your relationship, you now they starting to see how y'all really are with each other. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So now that shit hit the streets and got damn. Mm-hmm.
They putting shit in your ear.
I gotta act a certain way because he in there or she in there. Mm. I gotta feel like. You know what I'm saying? Now your people see that I come home at 7 o'clock in the morning and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now you gotta act like that's a problem when it never been a problem.
They got their opinions.
You know what I'm saying? So certain shit you just don't even put your allow yourself even
facts.
Even be involved in. You know what I'm saying? Because as soon as you do that, that's your fault. Like if I got your mama around here cleaning up my house and she see a shoebox up under there and she just so happened to see it. That's on me because I had over here clean up. I clean my own shit up. I can get the people here clean up and I can put the money in the car while they whatever. You get what I'm saying? When you expose yourself to certain shit, you can't say how it's going to go.
Right.
But me now knowing that I don't do that, that's what I'm saying. I say it all that to say this. Me knowing that I don't even put myself in a situation for a motherfucker to do nothing to me. So that means you got to come. You got to follow us home, break in, sneak in. So we find that out, you know you're supposed to say fuck up.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So I ain't finna have you like the family reunion. Nah, I ain't finna do that. Like we all at my shit. You know, we do this at grandma house.
Yeah,
where we do that at? Or let's get an Airbnb.
Or let's go to a park bench.
My safety zone is my safety zone because you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. People be knowing what the fuck going on.
And then even outside of that, even outside of like bringing people to the house and, you know, letting them in on your secrets and shit like that, people be having spirits and shit. And people's spirits like rub off on shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll fucking come to your house and leave a spirit at your house. Yeah. Like that shit. Nah, hell nah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what I said. Like,
I don't let people come to my house.
I never understood that at first. Like I used to want to like shit. We just gonna got them big ranch, raise all our kids together. Woo woo, y'all bring y'all kid. Woo woo. I say like no, that ain't gonna work because now we gotta. They too far in our business. No matter if we telling it to them or not, they in our business. They know we arguing. They know goddamn when you ain't come here. They know when this happened. This woo woo. Now I gotta respond to. Accordingly. You get what I'm saying? Like I couldn't see that because I'm thinking like you bitch, you just want to be selfish, you want all my time, like, ooh, all that shit. Looking at it like a bitch. Instead of looking at it for what it was, like, yeah, they do need to go on.
She's looking at it like I accept you for you. They gonna probably be on some bullshit.
And we undid our part with them. They need to go on.
Yeah. I'm screaming.
Like they need to go on so we can do what we do.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that, but I just couldn't get it at first because I went in that space. I was in the space with really fuck you too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like on some G shit. Like, but I get it. Because at the end of the day, that's when pride kick in. We can get upset by some simple shit and it won't go nowhere. But goddamn, you go in the other room, I go in the other room, whatever. I smoke, then with 2 seconds later, well, then you know you want something to eat, and then that shit changed back over to something else. But now somebody else here, they know we don't got I gotta stay still for my bitch. Fuck this hoe. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep that energy for them. Which I don't even really fit same way we were talking about last week. About the pride shit. Because they know of this. Now I gotta act like this when I really don't feel like this. I'm really over this shit now. I'm really ready to let go get some food or whatever I wanna do. Even if we sit there and don't talk, we know this shit moving in a better direction instead of me saying, well, I ain't finna be there. They ain't come there last night. I ain't there. She cussed. I ain't finna be there for 6 weeks then.
That's the facts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nah, that's what the energy do, bro, trying to goddamn, because you, what you call it, unconsciously doing shit.
So I'm going to ask a little curveball question. So with that conversation, and I'm not saying I disagree, I agree, but how do certain other races do it? Because Latinos, Asians, some of them they bring everybody into the house, everybody. Like, how do you think they do it? I'm just curious.
I think they all probably leave their egos at the door. They not niggas.
So you say if niggas have more ego.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
They have less attitude, and they have, you know, well, maybe not the Latinos, but, you know, because they're kind of spicy.
It's points to prove, bro.
Yeah, like ego. Because you got to look at how they work together.
But y'all
together.
See what I'm saying, though? Like, no, Latinos or Mexicans or Asians.
You got to look at how, like, and this is not, like, a racially discriminatory, you know what I mean? Question or whatever. But you got to look at even just how they work together. Like, they fucking pack up in a car. They share lunch, you know, they take shifts, you know, they do what they got to do to help each other build a pot so that the whole house and the whole family can fucking go save their money and go buy some shit so that they don't have to work as hard anymore. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Niggas ain't doing that. Niggas ain't helping each other like that.
There's the answer.
Man, niggas are not. Niggas do not work well together. Generally.
Hell, is that a reality? I hate that. I think that sometimes black folks can get together and work.
Yeah, sometimes it's possible.
Thing about goddamn, you be around anybody too much, if they not your significant other, it brings like slight
tension.
Yeah.
Envy.
Yeah.
Hate. Whatever. Yeah. Because you know they business.
The more
you
show
a nigga, that nigga Ply said this shit. I think he said it on your mixtape. The more you show a niggas, the more dangerous they become to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
That's why I never like roommates.
Yeah, like.
I've never done that.
You said the more you show a nigga what?
The more a person know about you, the more dangerous they are to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, because they know how to
manipulate you.
Yeah, they know how to hurt you because you done told them your deepest, you know what I'm saying?
Become vulnerable.
So that's why so many people have so much shit so bottled in.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, so, like I said last week, because
of that
saying,
fear of discovery.
Yeah, like you. Some people keeping friends just so their hand won't be exposed to who they really is.
Facts.
Real shit. Some people be like, I gotta keep this friend
because
they
too
know
much.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I can't make no more friends because I don't want to tell them shit.
that dude had up.
Yeah, but it's just life you live, bro. Like, I guess you got to tell it to your therapist.
That's what I was just going to say. You need to tell it to somebody you don't know.
Or you got a mob way.
And what's that?
Nah.
Or you can just be one of those people that's like,
you know, free spirited, and they just tell everything them damn selves. They're like,
there are people who just don't give a fuck too. I was thinking that too. There's people who just don't give a fuck what this person think, don't think. I don't.
Oh no, for sure.
Just don't give a fuck.
For sure, but you got certain shit that you. You don't. You might not give a fuck because you told one person, but I'm saying is, I don't. This shit ain't for everybody.
You ain't never met somebody, but you ain't never met that person that you felt like was too open. They'll tell you anything.
I know a lot of people like that. Don't like that.
You ain't know.
Yes, I am.
You got a filter.
Not
to you. Got a filter. I'm talking
to my friends.
To your friends. That's I'm talking
all my friends.
They not even to their friends. No, this to everybody.
Just to everybody.
Oh, nah. Hell.
You know how like some girls just walk in a room and just start telling you all
everything.
Their business. And you just be like, damn, bitch, I don't even know
they business.
That.
Everybody else business. And you start talking.
Yeah. Not hell, nah.
This and that.
See, when I'm around people that do that and like to start talking about all of their business and everybody else's business, I cut them off like real quick. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. I don't. No offense, but I don't want to hear that shit.
This offense is offensive to my ears. I don't want to hear everybody's business.
You
offended
like,
me.
I don't want to hear that shit. Don't put me in that shit. Because again, that goes back to energy. Like, that's a whole bunch of like negative energy that they're dumping on you for no reason, and it's unwarranted. Like, what the fuck?
No, that's facts.
They got a Keed plaque for you.
Oh, what's up? Shout out to Keed. I need another plaque for the crib. Appreciate the Keed.
Nah, but that real though, at the end of the day, it'd be hard not to keep people out your business when you family and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Only way you can if you set boundaries.
Yeah, I mean, look, family gonna know some of the business. It's family business. You see what I'm saying? But what I was saying
I got
is,
that from my grandma a long time ago. Like, she'd be like, don't go over there running your goddamn mouth by what going to my house.
Don't go. Oh, for real. That's everybody grandma don't say that to them.
Break your goddamn, I'm going to break your ass. Not your knee, I'm going to break your ass bone, boy.
Like,
so we learned that earlier, bro. That shit
you'll get your ass
killed.
Toe out the frame if some shit get like, back. It ain't no business getting out in the first place.
And I was told, talk to God about it.
Hell nah.
Talk to God about it. Don't be going to talk to everybody else.
That ass whooping was worse than fucking cutting up in school. Like,
Like
you in school trying to bend to your teacher.
Oh, you get your ass killed.
When my grandma bumped my head one time, man.
She did what to your head?
Busted. I still got to get it. Like, busted. I was too bad. She mean here with a skate, one of the old-ass skates. She was too good, bro. She knew how to make that motherfucker curve in.
What?
I'm running, trying to run. I'm curving and hit me in the head. She picked me up, take me to the hospital. And folks like, so what happened? She looking like.
Go ahead, tell him.
It's going to be worse if you tell
him. Right.
I like, shit, man. I fell on my bike.
On your head, son.
Don't say nothing now. That lady crazy. She gonna push your shit too. Real shit. So we learned that shit early, bro. Like all that running your motherfucking mouth about somebody. Don't she say nobody likes a tattletale. That's why anybody in my family who done went Chang ain't nobody never told. Like, my dad and my brother, nephews, cousins, nobody. Them niggas ain't, cause that shit was just instilled as a child. Like if you come home and some shit done happened in the house, and she say, who did it? She'll be prepared to get your ass with whoever.
With everybody. Yeah. Everybody else getting your
whoever's
ass.
Whoever's there. Like,
because if you say, Screen did it. All right, you come in front of her, whoop your ass and tell it first.
Yeah,
that was my godmom.
But then you just ask.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't give us
that's a trick, fool.
Yeah, it's a trick question. It's a trick question.
She might let the girls goddamn get away with it, but the boys,
right? Yeah.
Your ass say who did it you want to.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that, like, we see some shit happen. Well, shit, who? I'm finna stay gone till the ass whippers get passed out. Because I ain't finna be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm finna got them go high. I wasn't even here.
Yeah.
They used to be my answer. I ain't see it. I don't know.
Did y'all used to get your ass whipped for losing fights?
My grandma used to help her.
Grandma jumping in fights?
Gangster. She used to help her. She acting like she breaking up, grabbing you, but grabbing the little boy by the eye. Y'all stop. Y'all stop.
Stuffing him out.
Boy, you pulling him in ass by ball out of the socket. Yeah, shit. Nah, for real though, but you had better not go goddamn. Like you vent to your teacher, to the counselor and shit.
You think some of that snitching shit start with tattletales in school?
Yes, absolutely.
That's when it starts. Yeah, right?
It starts with tattletales, and it starts with niggas that can't properly defend themselves and they get beat up and shit and they get abused in school and they fucking they want revenge. That's where most of the why do you like I honestly feel like
that's where a lot of these like police officers that are brutal and, you know, they do like the most and extra shit to people. They are bred from that. Like when they were younger, they were taken advantage of.
This is their power, their control.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Because they didn't have any when they were younger.
Some of them club security guards be on that shit too. Some of them cool, but some of them be on that shit like extra. This is my club. You're not getting in my, nigga, you don't own this club.
Security guards just be pussies. Like,
they just big for nothing. And that's the only time.
This is my club.
Big shit matters.
Niggas be some hoes. Like,
yeah.
That should be, I don't know. That should be lame. Like, I be feeling bad because just like for instance, like, I don't know if you ever been to like Central Station, like back in the day, but like, man, I done seen Central Station security like do some niggas like the dirtiest
that like niggas you don't even supposed to do it to.
Yeah, at all. Like niggas that really ain't even had no business in there, like type shit, like got like folded up and bent up out of their shoes and tossed out the door on their ass. Well, like
fucking bounce to each point. It was called like, a bounce for a reason. Yeah, like bounce your ass out the bounce.
Yeah, that shit. Them niggas used to take that shit personal. I think they used to probably get like incentives for every nigga that they used to like bend up and shit. Like that shit was out of control, like every week, like y'all gotta do this to this many niggas, like
security friendly as hell now. They don't really be on this shit.
Yeah, that shit was hard to
watch. They might buckle like, you one time now, security, and then they're like, all right, well, yeah, you got it. Shit.
Yeah.
What is club security now? Like,
yes, yeah,
everybody know everybody. Everybody know everybody too. Like,
they scared. I think the security nowadays, like recently, within the last couple of years, I think they scared to get shot.
Well, think about them two situations on Shooter's Alley. Well, I think somebody got bounced and then went back, came back, and, like, killed the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that happened a few times. So I think, like, you know, you're looking at that hourly rate versus what it is, your life. You
but
know
then
what I mean?
It all goes back to what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, pride and ego.
Pride and ego. So who you saying got the pride and ego, the security or the people who got the ass beat?
Initially, the security had the pride and the ego.
Yeah. But the person who got the ass beat couldn't. They might have been wrong. They might have went in the strip club, tried to touch all the strippers, got their ass kicked, got kicked out. But they couldn't take the fact that security beat their ass and kicked them out. And that pride and ego in front of people.
Because some nigga try to walk you out. Don't put your hands on them. Leave them. Put your hands on them.
Right.
Put your hands on them.
Right.
Put your hands on them.
Right.
And then that's like,
don't put your motherfucking hands on me. I don't give a fuck what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like for some security, that's like the safe word. Like, don't put your motherfucking hands on me. All right, nigga, like, that's like, okay, it's time to go. Like,
yeah,
and what then I supposed to do after that, though?
Yeah. After what?
After they put your hands on me.
At that point, don't it become disrespect? So now we got a respect thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially if I'm walking. Now, if I'm saying, I ain't going nowhere.
The club. <That's>
different. Put your hands on, dude. But if I'm walking, I'm leaving, bro. Just don't touch me. I'm going to leave.
Yeah. And then they push your ass out the club, then what?
Then you trap me like
I done seen that shit
happen.
That's
what I'm saying.
They like, don't put your motherfucking hands on me. They'll walk a nigga all the way to the door. Don't put his hands on him. Then when the nigga gets to that threshold,
yeah, they push him. Yeah. Then what? What you doing, man?
The club culture. The club.
Be in that
club. Yeah, the club culture is fucked up, man.
I ain't gonna be in that situation. I'm gonna be in a situation where I'm not even. Like,
you gotta talk to somebody that before.
Ain't no general, like, population shit going on.
I ain't finna be in a situation where I'm touching no strippers. I ain't finna be doing no shit that goes against the community rules of the
nightclub. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
So if you do that to me, then whatever I do is justified because I'm not on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you just come through the club, move and push me out the way.
Right, all that shit. All that shit.
Why you just putting me like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, they ain't searched me, right?
You know they didn't search me, right?
Like, don't do that to me, bro.
Right.
So I ain't even finna be standing in the way. I'm probably finna be in my own section.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with my security. I have security also.
Right.
And these folks don't go.
Right.
Awesome.
So deal with those people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you need to tell me to put my blunt out, tell him and he'll tell me.
Mm-hmm. He'll relay the message. Don't say shit to me, period.
Yeah, don't say nothing to me. So I ain't even...
So we don't even have to have no kind of interaction for it to be taken the wrong way or no shit like that. That's what these people are here for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My barrier.
Before I even get out of the car to go in the club, hey, well, shit, what way we going in? Ooh. Mm-hmm. It ain't finna be no misunderstanding. They're like, God damn, they searching. Hey, they know they ain't doing no searching. All that. Yeah, I already got that understood. Yeah, come on, they got you coming through this way.
Right.
So now if I gotta go to the door and ID and all that shit, that would bring the bullshit.
Yeah,
I ain't got no ID. Them niggas start feeling like you try ID. How old you gotta be to get in this shit?
Yeah.
How old the fuck you think I am?
Yeah.
Like, so that bring all the then the insecurity niggas start looking like, I ain't no bitch either though.
Yeah.
Talk to nigga, this my job. Show me an ID.
This is my club.
And then they go like, fuck that. That nigga ain't getting in if he ain't got no ID. Exactly. I don't give a fuck who he call.
You ain't getting in my club.
It's just
and then you a $13 an hour employee.
When you know your attitude, you have to refrain from putting yourself in certain situations.
Yes, like, that's
club,
what I had to do.
Yes. Like club culture. Yes. That's why I don't really.
With anything in life, bro, you know your attitude. Like, why would I even put myself in that situation? That's why you don't see me certain places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, even when I used to work the door at the club, like, some shit you just can't avoid. Because some people are coming to the club already with issues.
With own bullshit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it's like, me, just like me, I'm sitting at the door, I'm taking money, whatever, whatever. Mm. Like, this fucking lady or whatever just got into it with her nigga, you know what I'm saying, on the way there, you know, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Now she thinks that she's gonna
take it out on you.
Go back and forth with me, mm-hmm. and all I'm simply asking her to do is pay so she can go past me and get in the club.
That's
but
simple.
She got the female catty, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And I'm not here for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm gonna do whatever I can to go above and beyond to prevent any type of argument or altercation, but at the same time, bitch, you not finna disrespect me.
Yeah.
And I didn't do nothing to you. Just give me the money.
You gotta
pay your money and go the fuck in the club.
You gotta know, like, who there for that, because I ain't gonna lie, the East Side Club days, like, we started off with pull up, we gonna cuss the parking man out, try to goddamn, we ain't paying for no goddamn parking, fuck you, nigga, we blah, blah, blah. Then you get up there and then you trip about goddamn paying to get in the club, then goddamn you trip on the security, like, pat me down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I say.
That's these people's job. Like,
it's all on what you put yourself into. I could never be a parking attendant because I can't go through that. I can never be a security because I can't go through that. I can never be the person taking the money at the door because I can't. I don't know how to. I don't have customer service.
Yes. And they're
right.
drunk. You people see what I'm saying? Drunk and drugged up.
Yeah,
that's a lot of part of it.
So you got to kind of,
I got into it with too many niggas at that door.
You got to kind of have patience to be at the door.
Exactly.
You got to kind of have patience to be like, like nigga like Alex got all the patience in the real life.
Right. Right.
What you saying?
Right.
Pay or
leave.
Pin him up.
Right. Pay or leave.
I'm not finna get into it with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have a certain type of, I guess, patience for that shit.
You do.
I don't. So I ain't even put myself at the, I wanna get the dough and get the money at the dough because I know I'm gonna see some nigga to feel like I can't charge.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm gonna see some niggas that I don't wanna let in. Mm-hmm. I know I'm gonna do, you know what I'm saying? So why the fuck am I even at the dough?
Right.
Yeah. With my emotions.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
That's a big
fact. Yeah, like certain shit you can't even put yourself in the position, like, you know, that don't even fit you, bro.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you want to argue. You want to go back and forth with somebody if you trying to do this job.
Yeah.
Because you know you're not a customer service person, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a club owner is going to get a person to also, like someone like Jay, that the community kind of fully respects. Not to say you won't get it into it with nobody.
Yeah, but I'm here to get the money.
You dare to get the money, exactly.
And niggas know when they see me, they got to pay.
But if the club popping, you put anybody out there. You just put anybody out there that don't nobody know.
Some of them be soft, though.
Ain't no soft, bro.
You couldn't put any door person at Club Chocolate.
With a security right there, you could.
Okay, with a security.
With a security right there, you could. It don't matter who get the money.
You're right.
It's just like Blaze and all that. The old white man getting the money. He ain't never heard him talk.
You're right.
But damn, what you talking about? Where the money?
Where the money at? If you want to get in this shit, you finna pay.
Or you finna get escorted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Central Station was like that, too. Central Station was like that.
Man, shit. Josh used to be at the door at Central Station.
That's the owner, right?
Yeah.
The white man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't no VIP and all that shit. He don't understand all that. Like, you got to pay. You know what I mean? It's a business.
Exactly.
You get it. So you got to understand when you go into that business, what's going on. But I do think alcohol, other substances, ego get to playing and then shit can go the other way.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts.
Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Even restaurants, like restaurant with waiters and waitresses and stuff, bartenders and shit. Certain people don't supposed to be in those positions because you know your attitude don't fit this position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know what I'm saying? True. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can ruin a person's whole motherfucking meal, day, everything, be ready to whoop your motherfucking ass because of how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to be served.
Right. I'm the customer. I'm right.
And bitch, I want an extra pack of mustard, so bitch, go get it because that's your job.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Like, that's why I like Chick-fil-A in the nice neighborhoods. They supposed to be so how.
See,
you
even
doing.
Chick-fil-A in the nigga neighborhoods, they be like on point.
Yeah, that's on. Yeah, people, I think that's what they got there.
I think Chick-fil-A send their people to Chick-fil-A school.
No, you know, when they get hired, they go through a whole training. That's
but
how they train
know
them.
Y'all be, okay. When y'all go through that Chick-fil-A line, y'all ask for y'all food in a different manner than when y'all go through that McDonald's line.
Because they
the energy they put out.
No, I feel like niggas treat the McDonald's line different because niggas don't even really want to eat that shit.
Like they, man, let's think about the pull up to the Popeyes of the hood. What's your order?
Exactly.
That's what they said. Chick-fil-A is, hi, how are you doing today? It's a beautiful day at Chick-fil-A. How may I serve you? I can't get on no bullshit with you. Oh, you can get me a number one. Da-da-da. Thank you so much. Be blessed. It's a different energy than
but
the hood.
If you pull up,
what's your order?
No. Because even if you pull up and they're like, hey, how you doing? I want to, let me get a,
But it's when you dealing with people that you know that how you doing with how you doing.
Yeah. Fake, right?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, just being where we from, it just be like, can I take your order? Like, you can already sense that this person don't want this job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Check us on Glenwood. I used to go there all the time. Man.
Not even, I'm talking about like nice restaurants. People be like that. And it be different, like different... Not just black people, be different people. Like, you could tell she don't want or he don't want
right,
this job.
Right.
No, because
right.
Let me tell y'all something. Because when I used to bartend, right, it used to be certain people that used to come and sit their ass down. And granted, I could look at them and be like, oh, this is going to be a hard time. This is going to be some bullshit. So I may go over
but
there.
But see, you manifested it. See? What we were talking about last week. Mm-hmm. You already put in your this person on some bullshit. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You looking at them, what they got. Yeah, what they got on. And you already put the energy out there that they on some bullshit.
Most of the time, I be right, though.
Because I'm the type of nigga, I give you a 50.
I'm the best tipper. I was just finna say that. I don't went to a whole white restaurant and been profiled and them acting funny with me. And I'm like, don't you know I'll match the bill and tip you if
me
I want
too.
To?
Yeah.
But
I don't, you know what I'm saying?
I let the motherfucker, when they do that shit, I ain't getting your ass shit. But if a motherfucker like, just say for instance, I can deal with a person who really fucking up,
mm-hmm.
but I know they ain't fucking up.
That's their job. They're trying.
I tip them the most.
I don't have them happen too. Like,
I'm sorry.
This is my second day here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying. I'm sorry. It's my second day. That type of shit. Rather than the person that you tell to go get the mustard, they get an attitude.
Yeah.
But sometimes people come to the restaurants and bars and shit and act like because they're there that you become like their servant. Like, although you're a servant,
what the fuck do you think you are?
I ain't gonna lie.
No, not a servant.
Yeah, like a servant.
Like, if I'm over here, that's different.
You're a server, not a servant, I guess.
It's just different between being your servant.
Like, say for instance, like, if it's some napkins right there and your ass can reach and get them napkins, you can't be like, hey, you can give me some napkins?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's servant shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You get your own goddamn napkins.
Or if somebody come to you and
take my dick to the bathroom.
Right, exactly.
Stupid shit. Or if somebody come to you and they already got everybody ordered, they brought everybody food, got you your little extra shit, and as soon as they walking off, people like, let me get an arm. Like, all that shit, you can...
It's called service. Etiquette. You should have etiquette.
Hey.
Yeah.
Bitch, I got your hey.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit, etiquette. Like, I...
Mm-mm. Hey, she act like she got an attitude. Hey, let a nigga get that.
Nah, nigga be like that.
Yeah.
And then you be mad when the server switch off servers on your ass.
You gotta have customer etiquette.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta have customer etiquette.
It goes both ways, like, y'all.
Jay looking like, fuck that shit, goddamn. Hey.
Go both ways.
Hey, bitch, let me get my mustard. But like, if I forgot something or if you forgot something, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be like, hey, you know, you forgot to bring me such and such, or can I get this,
that's blah, 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 whatever,
yada, yada. But like, if I keep having to remind you about the same shit and you've been back to my table 4 or 5 times
mm-hmm.
and the shit that I asked you to get the first time, you still ain't brought it. Like, okay, bitch, what's going on?
You gonna get feisty. Like, for what's sure. up? I want my barbecue sauce. I can't eat my goddamn food until I get my barbecue sauce.
You can do that with me if your attitude ain't that.
Yeah.
Like, you can forget 100 times if your attitude ain't trying to forget.
Right.
Yeah. And right. You know if you see them working, okay. you be like,
you can forget 100 things. Like mm-hmm. I just said about the person who, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you trying your best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But damn, I forgot it. Cause everybody has shit on their mind.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you just, like, if I say, excuse me, and then you be like, it's Sean. Like, damn, so you just set the tone. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say, excuse me, I don't know how else to say, because I don't know your name.
Right.
You're like, it's Sean. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, okay, I see that. So then now you start goddamn forgetting shit. Mm-hmm. I'm in my feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's mm-hmm. the understanding.
But if I say, excuse me, and then you be like, huh? Ooh, then you be like, I'm Sean, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I be like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. The first few words build a rapport, set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't telling me, like, what you suggest or shit like that on the menu. I see what you on. Like, you just standing there like.
What you want?
Yeah. I heard what y'all wanted.
Out with the mouth.
Yeah. That's
what
it.
The fuck?
That's it. Yeah.
Nigga, you want to eat type shit? Like, why
you want to eat? Right.
Now, you got that energy. Hell yeah, it's going to be like, but I get up and leave, though.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I get up and leave.
Because that shit can spread, like I said before, into that kitchen. Because I haven't been in the restaurant.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times the waitress is cool or waiter is cool with the people in the kitchen. It's like, I ain't even going
to. Sometimes out of 10, I'm sitting with a motherfucker who I know going to make it to that. So I'm finna try to set the energy for the table off the rip. Like, hey, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I got goddamn Shantae over here or Jade or somebody ready to goddamn be on the bullshit before the person.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So I'm trying to goddamn make her cool.
Right.
Let me be the one.
make buddy cool with us before we goddamn order this food.
Yeah.
Because in the middle of the shit, y'all gonna goddamn, in the middle of the shit, y'all gonna have the food spit on or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, hell nah, bro. Because I can't eat that shit.
Yeah, I mean.
But see, another thing too, like, I know y'all probably don't have a problem with this because y'all don't have hair, but like, even like when it comes down to like when somebody's doing your hair and they got like
bad energy, like when they're washing
your hair or like, you know, doing something to your hair or whatever, like when you're getting your hair done, like if your hairstylist or whoever like is talking on the phone while they're doing your hair and arguing with somebody or got an attitude or, you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever, when they washing your hair and like got their hands in, on like on your head and shit, that energy transfers.
You're right.
So like that's why like if I go some, I only let like one or two people, the same one or two people do my hair like every time. But if I have gone, had to step out because like these one or two people weren't able to do it. Mm. But if I'm like getting my hair washed or getting something done, and this person is like arguing on the phone with somebody, or they arguing with somebody in the shop, or you know what I'm saying, whatever, whatever, I'll politely like ask them to, you know, rinse the soap or whatever out, give me one of those little plastic caps, I'll pay them for their little service, and I'll leave. Because at the end of the day, like, man, that shit is more like powerful than the tongue shit that we were talking about before. Because people's energy is like
transferable.
Yeah, very transferable. It's contagious. And like, I don't want that shit on me. Because sometimes it's hard to get it off.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Got to protect that energy.
Hell yeah.
At
like,
all costs. All times. Big Facts Friday. How did this even start? This is a great conversation, but where did we start? Oh, did we start with the mamas and the family?
The family.
Yeah, the families. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
the
we got with
the family.
We got to the bottom of that, and we definitely got to the bottom of talking about club culture and restaurant culture. But I try to give everybody like, oh, you know, the service industry, you know what I'm saying?
Let me say something else. I got one more thing to say about club culture, right? But you know, like, another problem with these security is that like some of these owners be telling the security to be aggressive, to do this, to do that, and you know, bark on these people, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when certain people come and certain people buck on like the standard procedures because they feel like they're above and beyond these procedures, and they go take the security to the owner or have the owner come out or whatever, and the owner's like, no, they good. It's like, yeah, like, what the fuck are you talking, like, what is it? Like,
mixed
you want me to fucking bark on these people, or do you want me to make exceptions for people?
But it becomes, make sure you bark.
The artist and the manager, though, it's the same shit.
Yeah. But it becomes, make sure you bark on these motherfuckers, we keep this shit tight tonight.
I don't give a fuck, nobody, everybody gotta get searched, nobody.
But then they walk out, and the security barking on bank. No, bark on bank.
Please.
You told me to bark on everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You don't give a fuck who it is. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like everything is based on you, though.
Don't
can walk up to the door. If I walk up to the door of a club, I'm coming with. Even security, I'm coming with. What's up? Mm. To the security.
Energy,
before you even
sure.
get a chance to even be on. Now, if you just acting like RD, you a hoe, big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, you a hoe. Ain't nothing else because I came on you know what I'm saying? Before I even got up here, I done tipped the parking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing
overcompensating.
Yeah, I'm overcompensating everybody when I'm coming through. So now, if you just a nigga that feel like
this is your time to drop your nuts, like
yeah,
type
you just
shit,
a bitch.
Like,
I gotta tell you that.
And if you keep pushing it, like I'm gonna have to show you, like type shit. Like,
cause they had a little meetings before the night start amongst security. Remember they huddle up and they be on whatever they be on. I know that from just DJing clubs and shit. They got their agenda of what they finna be on.
Yeah.
So you can set the energy. You know what I mean? But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and at the end of the day, it's all on how you carry it. Because a nigga could just be done beat the fuck out of the nigga before you. And you could walk up and nigga start smiling.
It's a job.
Or a nigga be smiling, beat the fuck out of the next nigga behind you.
Yeah.
Or the nigga with you.
Right.
Or the nigga could be smiling at the nigga in front of you and beat the fuck out of you.
Nigga ain't fuck with me. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I ain't even put myself in that situation, bro. Before it even get that far, I'm going to either walk off or pop it off. Like, because I know y'all niggas is here to embarrass a nigga.
Damn, that's what they there for?
Huh? Yeah,
that's the security there? You think that's what they be on?
Some of them niggas, yeah.
Yeah, some of them on some bullshit.
Some of them niggas want to fuck them hoes, man.
Some of them just trying to get their little money, though.
Some of them niggas want to fuck them hoes in the club, them stripper hoes, like, he did what?
Right.
Like, beat your ass to death for that hoe, like.
You see what I did to Buddy? I'm sorry.
Still ain't even finna give him
none. Nah, but Gene ain't heard the whole situation. Like, he acting like he don't want to pay.
Yeah.
He's just coming in straight, bing you up, don't even got them, get a chance, like Alex. Yeah.
Like, no
Alex not like, P. Like, them niggas say, like, you just done took the bitch word or whatever she said, somebody disrespect her, and y'all can't fly now. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's showing out for the bitch. He probably fucking her.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
Like, fuck, I'm standing on this. Fuck these niggas. I don't give a damn what they trying to give me. Fuck that.
Yeah. I ain't got to explain shit. Cause I ain't got no explanation.
But we coming on some player shit. Like, hell nah, man. Whatever happened, bro. We ain't need no stewards. We didn't even want to go.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We gonna pay you extra. Da 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 da. Like whatever.
Certain people you just can't get. You can't get through to.
Yeah.
They mind made
they're
up.
Just stiff about. Nothing.
It's something that you don't even know it. Why they stiff.
Yeah.
I'm still because I'm probably trying to keep my job.
Nah, it's back to that school shit, though. It's something that happened in fucking school.
Or it could be a motive. It could be I'm doing this because I know this how my boss really is. Mm. Or I'm doing this because this girl right here looking at me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I already said before I left the house, whooping me a nigga ass tonight. You right. Never know what it is.
Hey, man, to the people of service that got them, the cool people of service, we fuck with security, do your job.
Yeah, yeah.
Got them, what is it, waiters, waitresses, bartenders, you know what I'm saying? What are those service people is out there? I know I forget. Motherfucker, the people on the plane, the stewardess and all that shit. Sometimes people be running them around on some bullshit, too. If you're on some cool shit, salute to you. If you're on some bullshit, fuck you.
Straight up.
That's it. That's our Big Facts Friday. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah.
With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.